What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Dawson, it's mindset this week. Obviously, you guys get to play another week, and this is what you're obviously working for the entire season. But obviously, the stakes get elevated, too.
Yeah, we've talked about all week, really all year, the greatest reward for doing is being able to do more. Forgot who that quote is from, but I think that's been a good mindset for us. And the focus all week has just been on our preparation, on our headspace, our style of play, something that we've been building on all year. So making sure we're prepared, making sure we're doing the right things on the practice field, in the classroom, in the film room, but not pressing too much. We don't have to do anything different. We don't have to do anything special. It's really just maintaining our fundamentals and our mindset this week.
Is it nerves? Is it excitement? Is it like, how would you describe the emotion?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a very fine line between nervousness and excitement. I feel like if you're nervous, you're thinking something bad's going to happen. But if you're excited, you think something good's going to happen. So I think that's all about the mindset that you have to take. You have to be excited, you know, expecting something good to happen, and not, oh, you know, what if this happens or what if that happens? And that excitement kind of builds from confidence, controlling the things we can control, but not being worried about weather or anything like that that might distract you from what's important.
Can you reverse engineer that almost and kind of get yourself excited to put yourself in the right spot for it? Take the nervousness away. I mean, obviously, you know, like you said, if you believe that excitedness is expecting something good. Well, if I make myself excited, I'm going to believe something good is going to happen. You know,
I think if I find myself being too nervous, I like ask myself, what am I nervous about? You know, like, oh, you know, what if, you know, this play doesn't work or what if something happens? And you just got to reframe that because being nervous and anxious about something isn't going to change anything. You know, if I'm worried it's going to snow 3 feet, all I'm going to be doing the whole week is making myself a wreck about something I can't control. So it's about reframing that nervousness into, man, I can't wait. I know this play is going to work. I know these big plays are going to happen. I trust in my guys. And that excitement kind of builds, like I just said, with that confidence that you build on the practice field and in the film room.
What do you remember about Taren's pick six, which was actually 4 years ago today?
Wow. I mean, that was the play of the game for sure. I think, wasn't that like his second one in back-to-back games or something crazy?
I think he had one earlier that year against Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
It was earlier that season, yes.
It might have been that.
End of the first half.
Yeah. There's very few things better as an offense than seeing a pick six because you're, you know, sitting down on the bench, watching the defense do their thing, getting warmed up. And then you watch them go score a touchdown, do our job for us. I'm like, okay, we get an extra break. And, you know, we just put 7 on the board as a team. So that play was incredible. You know, our defense always talks about wanting to be a good offense as well. You know, set us up with good field position and also scoring points. So that play was huge. Definitely remember it.